Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Harmonious World. This time I'm joined by Chris Newstead, who is founder and festival director of Watford Jazz Junction and the Watford Festival. And I'm really interested to be talking to him about the Watford Jazz Festival.
Hi, Hillary. How are you?
Hey, yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, you know, marvellous.
Welcome, Chris Newstead, founder and generally good guy around Watford Jazz Junction and Watford Jazz Festival. So welcome to Harmonious World and thank you for joining me.
Well, it's very lovely to be here. Thanks, Hillary.
Let's start by what the relationship is between Jazz Junction and the festival and how it all got started.
The Watford Jazz Junction is a production company, I guess, and our main feature is a jazz festival that we run every May. And the purpose and the point of the Watford Jazz Junction is to put on very high quality live music related to jazz in Watford, and with it have a real focus on inclusion and improving mental well-being for everyone, because listening to live music in the place where you live is proven to have positive benefits for your brain.
Excellent. Yeah, well, we know that. Here in Hitchin, we have something called Jazz Up, which is a sort of monthly, but they occasionally take hiatuses for 4 or 5 months because, you know, it's hard to keep these things going. So,
well, it is. You know,
yeah, so well done you. So I'm very interested particularly to see your governance, your board of trustees includes the wonderful Ruth Fisher, who I've only met her once, but I still count her as some kind of mentor. And of course, Orphy Robinson.
Yes, Ruth is a dynamo of not just jazz, but in life generally, a very wonderful person. And Orphy is an quite exceptional musician, but also in recent years a really significant part of the music administration of the UK, I'd suggest. He's deputy chair of the Ivors, amongst other things, has worked very closely with lots of different groups and bodies, and continues to shine a light on good things and enable opportunities for people to perform, especially with a focus on live music.
Yeah, and I think clearly the whole point of Jazz Junction and the Watford Jazz Festival is that whole thing about inclusion.
Very much. I mean, I can come at it from so many different angles, but perhaps one of the most important things that probably that people might not know is that Watford as a town is celebrated as a rainbow town. And that's not with the LGBTQ plus moniker, which is obviously very much part of the identity here, as it should be, and is, I would imagine, for all communities in the UK and across the world. But for us, it means demographically, Watford is one of those few places in the UK where the population of that's recognised or identifies as white British is less than 50%. So that means there are people from lots of different cultures and backgrounds and ethnicities in Watford. And so through jazz, we try to put on a programme of music that will appeal to everyone from across a whole range of backgrounds.
Right. So let's talk specifically then about this year.
Oh, well, so, let's do that. Yeah.
Yes. So you've got the festival itself coming up in May, but it doesn't start there, does it?
No. Well, we've got all sorts of bits and bobs ongoing. Because we put on shows as well throughout the year to keep the ball running. There's something we have coming up, which is invite only, I'm afraid, but which is a launch event in April with West Arts College, which is the big educational college. It's what it says on the tin in Watford for 16 to 24 year olds. And we're having a launch there, and we're going to have the Charlie Pine Quartet. And we are well known with Charlie because she is also the bass player with Ilario Ferrari, who's a fabulous local pianist who lives and often records in Watford. And then, yeah, I mean, I'm going to get straight on to the festival, Hillary, because it excites me too much.
Yeah, go on then. Of course.
So we run for a week from the 12th to the 19th of May. And our first show is on Sunday, the 12th of May. And within that, we have Imogen Ryall and her quintet performing, and they're going to be doing a really special show focused around the time when Joni Mitchell met Charles Mingus, which is quite the story in itself, more of happenstance than anything else. But he was at the end of his, towards the end of his life, Charles Mingus, and there was a small recording and a strong ambition through Mingus's wife to connect him to keep doing music. And so the introduction to Joni, I think it was quite short actually originally, it's only like half an hour, but it led to this really interesting and exciting album called Mingus that was released by Joni in the late 70s, and that for many people when they discover it becomes a bit one of those cult classic growers. And for Imogen, she has reinterpreted it, which makes it a little bit more accessible than the original one, because the original one's all sorts of bits and bobs cut all over the place, which is kind of cool. But you get a whole jazz album out of it that is slightly easier to consume, I'd suggest, from Imogen. And so she'll be in conversation with the aforementioned wonderful Ruth Fisher on that Sunday. And Hillary, as if any more could be added to that show, it includes brunch. Because I have this fabulous idea that it's quite nice to sit there and drink a glass of Prosecco or something and have a cup of coffee or whatever your bent is, and have a croissant or a bacon butty whilst being entertained at a really high quality, relaxing, enjoyable, all the good stuff.
Fantastic.
And then, gosh, I'm like an automaton of this at the minute. So I I'm really sort of focused on what's next.
Yeah.
And what's next is our gala show, which is our big opening night show, and that's at the Watford Palace Theatre, and will feature this year a support act from Xantinae Black, who was Amy Winehouse's piano man, and has performed variously across the world in all sorts of exciting places, from Glastonbury to Lollapalooza, etc. And so he's fairly recognisable as someone you may have seen on stage, but he does a solo performance, we're certainly going to do one for us, and he'll bring alive that sort of Herbie Hancock, Stevie Wonder, and then related soul vibe, and he's just such an energetic performer, and so nice. We love Xantinae. And then the main feature, hurrah, is Ray Gelato and the Giants.
Oh yeah.
Who I've long wanted to put on in a big venue.
Yeah.
So I've seen them, I'm sure you have, in all sorts of places, but more often than not I've seen them in Ronnie Scott's. But they're a sort of big stage band, if ever I heard one. And there's a reason. I think they've invited back for the 13th time to Umbria Jazz Festival.
Wow.
This year. And they just, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people rock up to see them in that space, because they're so well known and they're such a appealing act. But it's the bringing to life that explosion of music from the rhythm and blues and swing eras. And it's just so infectious. And obviously his band are all blooming awesome.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to have a big old party and a lot of fun. And then 2 days starts of a little bit more hardcore music, not related to accessibility, but more in terms of hardcore bit being the sheer number of things we're getting through. So we've got Loki Terra. Do you know Loki Terra?
Yes.
Fusion. Excellent. Cuban specialists, yeah. if ever there was one. I think most of them herald from Havana originally, but they've met in that melting pot that is London. And whilst there, they've teamed up and released a fantastic album called Cube Afrobeat with Deli Sassimi.
Yeah.
Who loads of people know from sort of his time with Fela Kuti and stuff. But it's super exciting. And I saw that show about, well, a month ago, having originally heard it a long, long time ago, like a couple of years back. And I can't believe it. We're bringing it to Watford with all of that delight and Afrobeat and the brilliance that you get. And it's quite something when you see two really exceptional pianists that you have with Keishan Kham and Deli when they're both on keyboards playing next to each other. It's sort of irresistible, and I love that stuff. But we've also got a matinee show with Fergus Quill, who will head down from Manchester. I think he's originally from Leeds, Fergus. And some people may have heard him with his imaginary big band, which is just insane. I heard that band at Love Supreme last year. And it's just such fun, and he's such a maverick. He's a bass player, and he'll be reinterpreting, that's not the word. He'll be using the backdrop of spaghetti westerns to inform his performance with his trio, and it'll be, well, just be awesome, because Fergus is such an awesome musician. But in that same show, we've also got Maddie Coombs. He's a tenor player.
Yeah.
And she comes from the Tomorrow's Warriors stable that I think most people probably now know about, not least because they were behind last year's Mercury Prize winners, right?
Yeah.
And she will also bring her trio, and I can't imagine a better sort of environment than that we have there at the Pump House Theatre, which is our art centre, to be able to hear and access two bands in that really raw, held back state. Where, and it, you know, we put on a couple of acts last year in the same space, including Emma Ravitz, and you just get that feeling that you are part of the band. Right. And it's magic, and you know, all the hair stand on end. And we've also got Jean Toussaint.
Lovely.
I can't believe. Love me a Grammy winner.
Yeah.
who's an absolute legend of the tenor. Not that it's supposed to be all about saxophones, Hilary, although I know you and I are going to be biased on that.
Absolutely.
But he'll be bringing his quintet with Jotti on trumpet. And his pianist is a fantastic guy who people may not know yet. His name is Emil Hinton. He won the Worshipful Company's Tina May Rising Jazz Star Award last year, much in the same way that Fergus Quill won it the year before. So you can see where I'm getting my programming.
I can see, yeah.
No, it's such a small incestuous world, isn't it? But we're delighted that he's going to do a support with his own trio, Emil, before we then let rip with the jazz of Jean. And then, as if that's not enough, we put on 25 more bands on Sunday the 19th, which is our final day. And just before we all collapse back into our beds and go, oh, God, yeah. Well, it's another year to go before we do it again. But it's entirely for free, which is something I've long held a passion for, that I know there are many barriers for people accessing music in all sorts of ways, be that because it's hard to travel, be because it's one of affordability, C, because they think something's not for them, etc., etc. So by presenting a real variety of music with all its styles presented through the narrative of jazz, I'm fairly happy when I walk around and get to hear and see loads of amazing bands, but lots of people discovering bands and music for the first time.
Amazing.
And we mix in lots of grassroots acts, lots of local bands, all of them tried and tested and heard for quality purposes. So we're really, really passionate and believe in giving people the right platform and support. And so everything's, you know, proper PAs, proper sound engineers, and what have you. But mixed in there, we've also got professionals. So we have Esther Bennett, a fab singer, and she hosts a vocal stage. We've got, who else have we got? Tom Ridout.
Oh, lovely. Love
I love a bit of Tom.
In. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard Jazz Recorder before, get yourself there. And we round off with the Ronnie Scott's All Stars, which I say is for free. So you'll be missing out on a treat not to see that one. And that show is going to feature Emma Smith.
Oh, lovely.
I think she's been on your podcast before, right?
Yes, she has. Yeah.
And if anyone doesn't know Emma, they should definitely check her out and check out a song she released a couple of months ago with a cover of Bare Naked Ladies' song, One Week, yeah. With a postmodern jukebox. It somewhat shows off her talent and why we get excited when she performs with us.
Absolutely. She's just stunning, isn't she? And such a nice woman, actually, as well.
Yeah, force for good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really very, very, very rarely meet any musician who's not a sort of force for good and isn't just terribly, you know, yeah. passionate, because you have to make your decisions. So you have to make your peace with what you do musically, because it's up and down and it goes about and careers reinvent. And you are dependent on goodwill, on friendships, on chance meetings, on encounters to not just to refill your creative bucket, but to give yourself all those opportunities going forward. So, yeah, absolutely. Emma is a good exemplar.
Yes, absolutely. Fantastic. Okay, well, that sounds really exciting. So I'm going to put links and everything in the show notes so that people can work out how to get there. And my guess is people need to be planning for that week, 12th to the 19th of May, right now.
Absolutely. Most shows are sort of reaching that sort of two-thirds sales point. So right. If you don't want to miss out, get amongst it, because we don't use massive venues other than for the gala show with Ray and Zantino. All of the information, the tickets, the only place you can really buy the tickets is on whatfordjazzjunction.com. com. So it's not like it's farmed out through a third party. The only exception to that is the gala show, which we use the Watford Palace Theatre box office,
Right.
because it gets a bit bonkers. So I've only got the one telephone, so
Yeah.
so yeah. But otherwise, that website is your faithful one place go to buy tickets, find out more information, and all the other stuff.
Fantastic. That's brilliant, Chris. Thank you so much. That's been really, really interesting.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you for joining me. That was a great conversation with Chris Newstead from Watford Jazz Junction and Watford Jazz Festival. All the dates are on their website and the link is in the show notes. So just get along. And I will see you at some of these events. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Harmonious World. My name is Hilary Seabrook, and it's a great delight to bring this series of discussions with musicians and composers and writers and all sorts of people to you. Obviously, there's no point in having a podcast if people aren't listening, and I'm very grateful to my listeners for doing so. Thanks also to Joe English for composing and performing this new theme tune. So wherever you get your podcast, you can leave a review. You can share this with your friends and family, either as a link or on social media and that sort of thing. I'd be really grateful for that. Don't forget that you can subscribe now. There's a link wherever you get your podcasts. So have a great week, and please remember why I started this, which is just to try and make the world a little more harmonious. Thanks for listening to Harmonious World.